learn from the Word of God, and we want to receive for us. We thank you, Lord, that you are our healer. The Scripture says it. Thank you, Lord, that you want us to walk in wholeness, to walk in strength, and we thank you, Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, we give place to you, and we honor you, and we reverence you. Amen. So let's see what the Word of God says about God's provision of healing. God has provided for our healing in salvation. So part of being saved, being a Christian, means that you have God as your Father, and that means that He is your healer as well. The Scripture says that I am the Lord that healeth thee. So part of salvation is healing. Healing is part of being saved. It's not just that you go to heaven after you die, and which is a wonderful, wonderful blessing, but also that right now here on earth you can have health and strength and wholeness in your mind and in your physical body here on earth. Because doesn't the Scripture say that He wants us to have like days of heaven upon the earth? Now, there's no sickness in heaven. There's no torment and there are no problems in heaven. So that's what God wants it to be like here for us now on earth. So let the Spirit of God speak to us tonight and confirm it to our hearts that God wants us to be healed. He wants us to be whole and to be strong in our bodies and in our minds. So firstly, let's look in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 3 says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him?" The Bible says that our salvation is great. So great salvation, so great salvation. He wants us to realize that part of being saved is being healed. It's having our needs met because God is our Father. And do you remember on Sunday, we looked at the fact that He is a good Father to us. That means that He meets our needs materially and physically and financially. He meets our needs in every respect. Every respect. So part of being saved, if you have Christ as your Saviour, if you can say, "Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Saviour," then healing belongs to you. Healing, wholeness and strength belong to you. Just like having your sins washed away by the blood of Jesus and having God to meet your needs materially belongs to you. Financially, prosperity, being a prosperous person belongs to you. Being blessed belongs to you. And being blessed means that you're blessed with good health as well as other things. It means being blessed with good health, good sound health in your mind and in your physical body. So the Bible says, so great salvation, so great salvation, so great salvation, so great salvation. No longer are you a sinner now, saved by grace. You are a righteous person now, saved by grace. So great salvation, the Bible says. Let's have a look in 3 John verse 2. 3 John verse 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. What does that say to us? That says to us, because we know that the Bible is the will of God revealed to us in these words. The Bible tells us that it is God's will. It wouldn't be in the Bible if it wasn't God's will. It says that he wishes above all things that we may prosper and be in health. He wants us to be in health. If there's any doubt in anybody's mind that God wants us to be healed and to be in health, then the scripture answers that and tells us that God wants us to be in health. To be in health, that means every part of our body. Every part of our body, there's nothing left out there. He wants us to be in health. To be in health. Already he's given us a spirit that has been made new on the inside of us. He wants us to be whole and healed in our physical bodies, every part, from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. He wants us to be walking in health, as the scripture says here. Even as thy soul prospereth. How does your soul prosper? Your soul prospers by listening to the word of God and believing it. So tonight we study the word of God, and our soul will prosper if we listen to it and we believe it. And that activates our faith. Our faith joins with the word of God, and that's how we see results. So God wants us to prosper and be in health. And it's a lie to say that God wants us to be sick. It's a lie to say that God wants us to have any sort of symptoms or infirmity in our body. It's a lie to say that. That he wants us to have sickness or disease in our body or problems in our mind or body. That's a lie to say that. Because the scripture says that he wants us to be in health, even as our soul prospereth. So he wants us to have our minds, our souls prospering, and our physical bodies prospering and healthy, healthy bodies and healthy minds. That's what he wants for us. So God's will is health, and health for our minds and our bodies. Let's read Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, and let's read verses 4 and verse 5. Isaiah 53, verses 4 and verse 5. The scripture says, Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. So this is looking back at the cross and saying this is what Jesus Christ did for us. It's looking at the cross and saying, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. And in 1 Peter 2:24, it says we were healed because Jesus did it for us. On the cross, the stripes, meaning the lashings that he took on his body, the suffering that he went through. And when he was on the cross, he bore the curse. Because doesn't the Bible say in Galatians 3:13 that Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law being made a curse for us? So he has redeemed us from the curse because he was made a curse for us. So the Bible says here in this verse, verse 4, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was afflicted and smitten and stricken for us. He became our substitute. He took it upon him. He took the mental problems. He took the grief. He took the chastisement of our peace. For instance, depression and mental problems and all manner of mental problems, he took them upon him because he became a curse for us. All sickness and every sickness and every disease, that means every sickness and every disease that mankind has known throughout history, every sickness and every disease that is just being discovered now or will be discovered in the future, every sort of genetic problem, everything that comes under the category of a sickness and disease and an infirmity, Jesus bore it for us. Every sickness and every disease, the Bible tells us. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. So what does that mean? By his stripes, we are healed. If someone, Jesus, has taken it upon himself, what does that mean for us? That means that we say, thank you, Lord, you did it, that I don't have to. I don't have to because you did it for me. That's wonderful grace, isn't it? Isn't that wonderful grace of God that he did that, that he took upon himself every single sickness, every single disease and every single infirmity? Jesus Christ bore it upon himself so you don't have to. You don't have to. We don't have to. And that's why sickness and disease should be resisted vigorously. It should be resisted because the devil is trying to put something on you that Jesus Christ bore, and he paid for your healing with his suffering and bloodshed. So it should be resisted because, you know, the devil, he is a thief. He is a stealer and a killer and a destroyer. And he's trying to do something that's not right because Jesus bore it upon himself on the cross for you, for me, for us. He bore it upon himself. He's already paid the price. He's already taken it upon himself. So we do not have to. So he has bore and paid for the price of our healing. Have a look in Matthew 8. Matthew 8. Verses 14 to 17. Matthew 8, verses 14 to 17 says, and when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, They brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. When Jesus Christ was on earth, a big part of his ministry was healing the sick. And the Gospels show that he went about and he healed people. He healed them. They came to him so that they could be healed. Places brought their sick out so Jesus could touch them and Jesus could speak to them and heal them. And they got healed when they believed him. So Jesus' ministry was a healing ministry. And now the same today. The ministry of Christ is a healing ministry because he's still the healer. The Bible tells us that he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So he was the healer here in the scriptures. Back when he was on earth, he was the healer. He healed all that were sick. He's still the healer today. He still heals today. He took it upon himself, and that's what it says in Matthew 8:17. And these are scriptures that we can go to when we're believing God for the manifestation of healing. We can go to these scriptures and we can read them. And we can say, the Bible says that Jesus took my infirmities and he bore my sicknesses. And you can say that. And you can say, I resist you, devil, in the name of Jesus. And that's what we have to be doing. We have to be doing that. Because Jesus wants us well. He wants us healed. The Bible tells us that. We read it in 3 John 2. He wants us well. He wants us in health. So he wants us to have a good life here on earth. Not a life of suffering. He wants us to have a good life, one where we're strong in our bodies and we're healed in our bodies, not suffering, not under the curse, because we're redeemed from the curse. So Jesus is our healer. He's our healer. And just like he healed Peter's wife's mother, that he touched her and the fever left. Well, today, Jesus, the touch of the Lord, it takes away the symptoms of sickness and disease. Takes away those symptoms, which have no right to be on the body of a born-again believer. Do you believe that? These symptoms have no right to be on the body of a born-again believer. And that's what we have to have on the inside of us, that knowing, that absolute conviction and belief that we are healed people. We are healed people. And it's wrong for these symptoms to be on our body. Let's have a look in Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38. Says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. So you see, Jesus, he went about healing, the Bible says, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So who was doing the oppression and the sickness and the symptoms? It was the devil. And what did Jesus do? He delivered and healed from the oppression of the devil. And does he still do that today? Absolutely, yes, he does do that today. He heals. He delivers. I am the Lord that healeth thee, the Bible tells us. He is still the healer, and that's what he wants to do. He wants us to be in health. He wants his healing power to be manifested in our life. Because, as I said, he wants us to have a good life. And he doesn't want us to be suffering from symptoms of sickness and disease. because he's already made provision for us to be healthy, to be strong, to live our full length of days, the Bible tells us. Not to suffer from sickness and disease and have a rotten, painful life and be taken out early by the devil, which is certainly not God's will. Length of days, the Bible promises us. Length of days. The words of God, they add to us. Length of days, the Bible says. The Bible says that it's health to all our flesh. Health to all our flesh, the Bible says. That's what the word of God is. So Christ removes sickness and disease. Have a look in John chapter 10, verse 10. John chapter 10, verse 10. The Bible says, "The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Abundant life is what God wants for us. Do you think being on a sick bed, or being in a hospital bed, or being crippled, or suffering from sickness and disease, do you think that's abundant life? Would you call that abundant life? I don't call it abundant life. Or being tormented mentally, or being in the depths of depression or suicidal or things like that, I do not call that abundant life, and neither does Jesus. In fact, the first part of this verse says that the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. So all the good things, the devil comes to take those away. Not Jesus. The Bible says that Jesus came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. Abundant life. Abundant life. That's what God wants for us. Abundant life. Abundant life is one that has no sickness and disease in it. Not even a little bit. Not even a little bit. Do you know it's God's will for you not even to have a little bit of sickness and disease? Not even a little bit of sickness and disease. God doesn't dismiss it or say, you know, everything's okay except for that. I can overlook that. Nothing goes unnoticed to the Lord. Do you know that? Do you know that nothing goes unnoticed before the Lord? When it concerns you, he knows everything and he wants you to have abundant life. He knows even if you've got a twinge of pain in your finger. He knows everything. He knows it all, and he doesn't want you to be suffering from sickness and disease because he's made provision for our healing. Let's have a look in Luke 6. Luke 6, verses 17 to 19. The Bible says, and this is talking about Jesus, Luke 6, verses 17 to 19. "And he came down with them and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all." You see, what happened was these people got in on the goodness of God. They got in on it because they wanted it. They obviously recognized a good thing. Healing was available from Jesus Christ. And they got in on it. If only more people would do that today. Instead of letting sickness and disease have a place where it shouldn't. These people came to the Lord to be healed of their diseases, and what does the scripture say? There went virtue out of him and healed them all. The virtue of the Lord healed them. Went forth from the Lord. They went to him. Do you know the word of Christ healed people? Touching his garment healed them. It's just the belief. That's what's necessary. It's the belief that he can do it. It's the faith in him. Didn't Jesus say, according to thy faith, be it unto you. It's the faith that he can do it. And all of us have that faith inside of us. Born again people, we've got the faith in us. We just have to connect that and believe the word, and we will see the results. So the virtue of Christ healed these people. They came to him. They that were vexed with unclean spirits. There's a lot of vexation that goes on today, and people don't recognize what it is. They certainly wouldn't attribute it to vexation of the devil. There's so many names for sickness and diseases today, so many labels. But do you know, it's the devilish oppression. And Jesus heals people of devilish oppression. Jesus is the healer. Jesus is the healer. And do you know, in the scriptures, when anybody came to Jesus to be healed, never did he say, no, I won't do it. When they came to him with the faith that he could do it and the desire, they always received healing from the Lord. Always, every time, they received healing from him. Because you know what? It's God's will to heal. It's God's will for his people, for people. We know it's God's will for everybody to be saved. It's God's will for his people to be healed, whole. Let's have a look in Exodus 23, 25. Exodus 23, 25 says, and ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. I thank the Lord that he's taken sickness away from the midst of us. I regularly say this, and I thank the Lord that he's taken sickness away from the midst of me. I don't want it. I do not want it. And I told you that testimony a while ago of when I had those symptoms of flu and of cold and flu in my body. I was feeling terrible, but I still said, I resist you in the name of Jesus, because I didn't want it. It had no right to be there. It was causing problems. I didn't want it there. That's what we have to do. And you say the word of God, and you know, you need to keep this in your heart. You need to regularly look at it. Regularly, not just every so often, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you have to feed on the word. You have to regularly look at it so your faith is kept growing and strong. And you can say, thank you, Lord, you have taken sickness away from the midst of us. And do you know, faith thanks God even before you see the results. That's how faith works. Faith says you've got it. Faith thanks God for it even before you see the results. Isn't that wonderful that you thank God even before you see the results? That's the way faith works. So even if you've got symptoms in your body, you thank the Lord that you are healed. Thank him that he's taken sickness away from the midst of you. Thank you that you've got a sharp mind and a healthy mind and a strong body. Say it. Thank him for it. Even if you don't feel like it, even if you don't see it, thank him anyway. Because faith takes hold of things and thanks God for it even before you see it. And faith is consistent. Faith doesn't say, thank you, Lord, I'm healed one day, and then the next day say, I don't believe that I am healed, I am so sick, etc. Faith does not do that. Faith stays with saying what the Word of God says. And that's how we're called to live, by faith. Have a look at Psalm 103, verses 1 to verse 5. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 5, which says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So what did I just say before? You have to regularly look at the word. You have to regularly read it and regularly confess it. Forget not all his benefits. And here's his benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who healeth all thy diseases. All thy diseases are healed, all thy diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. God has good things for us in every respect. Good things for us that's going to renew our youth, so that you can be strong into your old age. Your youth is renewed like the eagles. Isn't that a wonderful thing to say and thank the Lord for? My youth is renewed like the eagles. My youth is renewed like the eagles. God has forgiven me. God has healed me of every disease. You say that now. God has healed me of every disease. Say it.
God has healed me of every disease.
God has healed me of every disease. Praise the Lord. That's what the scripture says. Forget not all his benefits, the scripture says. He's given us wonderful blessings that we have right now, and he has healed us of every disease. Matthew 14, let's look at that. Matthew 14. And verses 33 to 36 says, then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, of a truth thou art the Son of God. And when they were gone over, they came into the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place had knowledge of him, they sent out into all that country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, and besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched were made perfectly whole. God wants us to walk in perfect wholeness, which he has made provision for in salvation. Perfect wholeness. Perfect wholeness is the absence of sickness and disease in our body. Perfect wholeness means no sickness and disease. And right now is the time to start thanking him for it. Not when you see it. Even before you see it. It's right now. Right now. It doesn't matter if you've got 100 symptoms in your body. You say, I receive and I believe and I thank God that I am perfectly whole. I am perfectly whole. Let's say that. I am perfectly whole. I am perfectly whole. As many as touched were made perfectly whole. Perfectly whole. Let's have a look in James 5. James chapter 5. Verses 14 and 15. The scripture says in James 5, verses 14 and 15, Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. This is the provision of God. One of the ways that the believer in Christ can be healed is that God says, you can call for the elders of the church. The elders of the church will come and pray for you. They will anoint you with oil and pray the prayer of faith over you. And when the prayer of faith is prayed, God will raise you up. That's the promise given to us. And the Bible says, if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. So if sin is holding you back, is undermining your confidence, then God can make that all right for you if you confess your sin. He will forgive you. So even if you have got yourself into a real mess, even if you've got yourself into sin and you're in sickness and disease, God's made a way for you to come out of that. Just go before God, lay it all to him, do what the scripture says, confess your sin before God, repent, get forgiveness, call for the elders of the church to come and pray for you the prayer of faith. That's the way God has told you. You can be healed doing that. That's one of the ways you can receive your healing. And it's wonderful that the Lord has done that for us. You can get prayed for. You can have restoration and you can be forgiven. And lastly, let's look at Psalm 28. Psalm 28 and verses 7 and 8. Psalm 28 verses 7 and 8 says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth, and with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. He is our saving strength. He wants us to be strong in our minds and in our body, and he is the source of our strength. He is our saving strength. He's our saving strength. Strength. So God wants strength for us. He is the source of our strength. He is the source of our wholeness. As many as touched were made perfectly whole. He wants us to be in health, and he's made provision for us to walk in health. He bore, the Bible says, he bore our iniquities, he bore our sicknesses and our diseases, so that we don't have to suffer them. And he wants us to have abundant life. So these are the things God has provided for us and wants for us. Let's now close in prayer. And I'll give an invitation now for anybody who wants to be prayed for. If you have symptoms of sickness and disease in your body, after we close in prayer, you come up to be prayed for now. Because Jesus, he is the healer, and God wants you to have health and strength in your body. He is the source of your strength. So don't put up with it. And know that that's what God wants for you. Because the power of God is present to heal tonight. So after we close in prayer, if you want to be prayed for, you come forward. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, that you have made us whole, you have made us strong, you have made us healed people. We praise you and thank you that Jesus bore our iniquities, he carried our diseases, and by his stripes we are healed. We thank you, Lord, that God's provision is healing for us. You are our healer, and we thank you, Lord, for that. And with all that we have, we resist symptoms of sickness and disease in the name of Jesus. We stand on the scripture that you have taken sickness away from the midst of us, and we thank you, Lord, for it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace towards us and for the ministry of healing and strength in us tonight. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. So if you'd like to be prayed for, you come forward.